Certainly, I believe and feel with all my heard that we've heard the word of truth.
Lord, help me, God, we pray.
I often think about on Sunday mornings and all over this world today how much preaching goes on. How many thousands and thousands, Brother David, that are here, the gospel preached today?
Oh, Lord, help me, God.
Now, somebody said the gospel's scarce, but it's not. Now, Brother Junior, it's just not. God will let you hear the gospel.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No doubt about that.
Yes, sir.
He will.
Said
he
will.
He'll not keep that from you.
No, there's a spirit.
Amen. Lord, help me, God.
God has got just as somebody said, we need more ministers. We got just enough.
God, and what God called, we need.
God knows what He's doing.
A bunch of them ain't called.
He'll supply His kingdom.
Yes, Lord, that, help me, God.
Every need.
Amen.
He'll do that.
Lord, bless Him, Jesus. We pray, dear God.
I hope today that maybe for somebody that this won't be just another Sunday.
Follow your heart.
Just another meeting. That maybe that you'll just go home and as you have many, many times before.
Lord,
and
help
just,
me, God, I pray.
Just sit down and didn't take the opportunity to study on the things that you've heard. That's a great waste.
Lord, help me, God, I pray.
Can't preach without God. Never could, never will be able to. How did you come this morning? Did you come hunger and thirsting? They wasn't a preacher in the world could make me hungry. I had to be hungry to hear Him. He didn't make me hungry. When I got concerned about the welfare of my soul, then I got hungry to hear about God.
Lord, I did, dear God. Lord, help me, Lord.
I guess in nature, as I went through some of that, probably wanting to hear something that would be easy.
Oh, Lord, help me, God, I pray.
Maybe that preacher will be able to tell me exactly, Brother Frank, what I ought to do. How many times do you ever think of that, Brother Lonnie?
Lord, help me, God.
But they never could.
Amen.
They never could.
They couldn't fix it.
They couldn't satisfy me.
Nope. Still
hard. Hear what they tell me.
Help
him,
God, we pray.
And I couldn't understand. I'd say I'm in the awfulest shape ever was.
God help us.
And I don't know how to get saved.
Amen.
Brother David. Have you prayed? I've tried to. I've begged.
Yeah.
And I'm still lost.
Lord, help me, God.
Even kind of wanted to see if I can make Him save me. Man, I wanted it bad.
Yeah.
Amen.
But that didn't work.
No, I couldn't get good
with
that.
No. Lord, help me, God, we pray.
And the preachers would tell me, well, it sounds like you're in pretty good shape. You ever hear that before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sound like you're getting there. You're getting in good shape. How in the world could I be getting in good shape?
Yeah,
I didn't understand. Did you, Brother Frank? Somebody said that repentance was easy. It was hard.
Yeah. Yes, it was hard.
Yes, it was, brother.
Hardest thing I ever went through, Brother Lonnie, in my life.
Lord, help me, God, we pray. Lord, it was miserable.
Couldn't get no relief.
Oh.
This old man lived beside of me and preached his life. I ain't going to say he preached it away, but he preached it for Jesus for many, many years.
Yeah, Lord.
Grandpap, and he couldn't save me. Never claimed he could. But it sounds like you're getting in pretty good shape.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
How could I be getting in good shape when I was dying? I thought sure it was.
Lord, help him, God.
Repentance is not easy.
No, it's not.
Somebody say, I just thought. That all I'd have to do is just believe in the Lord Jesus and be baptized. That's true in a certain, in a spiritual sense. In a spiritual sense, that's true.
Yeah, yeah, but now you're myself. Yeah, amen.
Oh, just repeat these words after me.
It don't work that way.
No, no.
If I thought that would have worked, I'd done it.
Amen. It didn't
well,
work.
To do anything.
Anything. It didn't. Hey.
That's right.
That's one time tradition didn't matter to me.
Lord, help me, God.
There was only one thing that mattered. I was dying and I was going to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find no relief.
Yeah. Lord, help me, God.
Oh, no matter where I turned, seemed like it didn't get no better. I kind of felt like Brother I.D. back one time, Lord, if you have any more mercy, let it come. Did you feel that way?
Yeah.
Buddy, I sure did. Oh, folks, cast all your cares upon him. For I promise you that he cares for you. Yes, sir.
Save my soul.
Oh, listen, Brother Junior, I believe. One of the brethren, maybe Brother Lonnie, it don't matter.
Help him, God.
They talked about the heart. Yes, sir, and it's with the heart. That's the only thing God to deal with is your heart. Oh, listen, not this heart you look at. There's a heart of the mind. The heart of the soul. Yes, sir. Oh, the inner part of a man. Yes, sir. Bless the Lord today. That's the one that you need to talk to God with. Yes, sir. I'm glad his ears is open to the cries from the horn.
Lord,
yes, sir. Oh, listen, folks. I thought about this the other day. Listen, this ain't much of a well.
No
more is in the woods. Talking about the death and that family, I heard about that. Nothing don't surprise me anymore.
Amen,
and that's where we've come to in life. Oh, even the imaginations of the heart seem to be continuously evil.
Amen,
yes, sir. Does that remind you of anything?
Yes, it does.
It sure does. Oh, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Have you ever seen a time like this?
No.
Never in my time I've not. No, sir. Oh, listen. Today in here, went to visit the other day, my precious little mom in the nursing home. She'd fell out of the bed. Listen, and as I was there, and looking at her little arms and the shape she was in, listen today. But listen, it's been a while since she's done this. Let me show you about the comfort of the Lord. Her favorite song is Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Listen, it's probably been a couple of years. Listen, since I heard her sing that song. She's got Alzheimer's. Her mind won't let her know me. But listen, I always sing Amazing Grace to her. Listen. And last Sunday, she sung Amazing Grace. She's supposed to be getting worse. But in a sense, she's getting better. She's getting closer home. Brother Greg, as I went out that nursing home, I'd look over in this room. I'd look over in that room, Brother David. Oh, some of them with their heads laying back. Some bowed over in awful shape, everyone. Oh, I told my companion as we walked out of there, Brother Frank, I said, honey, if there ain't something better than this, we're in big trouble. If this is all we got to look forward to, Brother Junior, we're in bad shape.
There's more, brother.
Oh, listen. But I know land. Yes, sir. I know a place where people like I saw over there, they'll never enter that land. No, sir. Oh, listen. Sickness will never come. We'll always be in the right minds. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Our bodies, oh, listen. Oh, they'll be made over new. Brother Lonnie, what about that? Yes, sir. Oh, listen. Oh, yeah, while we lived, here's one. Oh, what we're promised. Man born of a woman, a few days, and full of trouble. He cometh forth out of the flower, and he's cut down. He flees also as a shadow, and he continues on. That's here, brethren. Oh, listen, but the suffering of this present is not compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. What about then? Oh, listen, for the things we see here, they're just temporal. Ain't that a blessing? Yes, sir. Oh, but the things beyond this land that eyes can see, they are eternal. Oh, bless the Lord. I'm glad that my King works in eternal things. Thank you. Yes, sir, I sure am. Yeah, seek him. Get in the shelter. You need a place to be. Yes, sir, where you can feel safe. Hold on. This morning, my son called me. My youngest one.
Help me,
Brother Frank. Oh, he's 28 years old. Pretty good sized boy. Oh, come to me, Dan. I'm hurting so bad. I can't stand it. I ain't never hurt like this before. Listen, up with him to 5 o'clock this morning. Oh, son. If you just knowed what I knowed, there's help. Just a prayer away. Oh, Dad, he said, would you please pray for me? Please. He was begging. Listen, and I promise you, this happened. God does a thing. Things for reason. All of a sudden, as I was with him, holding this big boy's hand, and him a-hurting, he was crying. The telephone rang. He's got a... About 5 o'clock this morning. Now listen to this. He got a cell phone. Brother David. Oh, the son. And the ringtone was like this. Brother Junior singing. That's his ringtone. Oh, son. Oh, I believe the song was. They whooped my Lord up Calvary's Hill just for me. That was what was on there.
Thank you, Lord.
But of them tapes you make, you don't know where they'll end up at. Oh, son, that same Lord they whipped up Mount Calvary. Son, he just a whisper away. If you talk to him. Oh, folks, if you thought you never needed him, someday you'll find out that you'll need him more than anything. Yes, sir. I promise you. Yeah, listen, and if you need him, oh, he'll be there. He'll never let you down. I promise you that. He never has. I've never found no fault with him. Have you? But it ain't no sir. Yeah, every time I needed someone to talk to,
he's been right there.
Yes, sir. Oh, who have you got to go to? Listen, when you think that you're dying, who have you got to go to? I'm asking you that. Yes, sir. When sickness comes upon you, who have you got to go to? You can run to the doctor. Yes, sir. And sometimes, and many times, they say it ain't a thing we can do for you. And listen, bless the Lord, Brother Craig. Yeah, listen, I've been to many doctors, but I've never in all my life been the one like Jesus is. Oh, listen, just one little touch from the Master's hand. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, the problem may not go away, but you can go through anything. He's promised that.
There you go.
Yeah, listen, and he said, you will not have to go through it alone. He said, I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I'll go all the way, even to the end of the world. And he sealed that with an amen. Don't you want a companion like that? Well, listen, I do. And I've got him right down in my heart. I'm not doubting about that. No, sir. Why? because the witness never goes away. Listen, I may not feel like shouting, but the witness is still there. And listen, and I believe you can grow in grace and the knowledge of the Lord, that you, when you feel your lowest point, you still know He's there. Oh, he said by His word, that's what we go by anyway. Listen, he said these things, I call it the book of knowledge, over in John, where he said, these things are written that you may know that you have eternal life. And to know God is eternal life. What do you mean, know Him? Oh, listen, know Him as your Savior and Lord. And listen, I've never been the same in almost 28 years. I'm Brother Lonnie, and I knew what happened to me one night about 1 o'clock in the morning. Things changed for me, and I've been different ever since, and I didn't even know the scripture that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And that forever. Oh, listen. Yeah. Brother Junior means making an old drunk. That's what I was. I was an alcoholic. Yes, sir. I could tell you some stories about that. But there ain't no use. Ain't no use. God saved me. God saved me. Boy, I'm telling you what. I didn't hardly know what to think about it when God saved me.
He's no respect for persons.
Did you?
I was happy, I can tell you that.
I didn't hardly know what to think about it.
I was happy.
I went to, it was 1 o'clock, about 1 o'clock that morning, and I went to the old Philadelphia church up there in Floyd County, and his own Saturday business meeting. And I'm telling you what, Brother David, I sat there and they knew why I come. I just couldn't be quiet. They knew why I come, and they made me sit there at the end of the service and mid. Couldn't be quiet. You know, at that time you didn't join the church until the end of the service.
That's the way they had it.
And
Old tradition.
And I had something to tell. Don't remember what I told. I really don't. But here, I wanted to tell them right then.
Yeah.
And they'd rub me on the leg, you know, trying to settle me down. Man, you can't settle something like that down. No, sir. I was that close. Dying in my sins, closer than that, and going to hell. Scared to death and couldn't go to sleep at night, have to keep the lights on and try to beg and pray all night. And then all that fear leaves me and God comes in and wants me to be quiet. No, sir. No, sir, I couldn't. And to beat it all, Brother Robert Haney got blessed to preach. Me in that shape. And my brother got blessed to preach.
That means
I'm
old, sir.
Amen. And buddy, and I was a burning up, and him preaching a good sermon, and he wanted me to be quiet.
How can you be?
I don't know how long it was that I held out, but I ended up right around Brother Robert's neck. And I don't know whether they got through or not, but I did. I did. And wanted to be baptized right then. Oh, Grandpap said, no, wait tomorrow. Let all the family come. That's a mistake. Gee, oh, that was for me. That was for me. That was for me. I needed to get right in there right then. Right then. But I guess it's all right and let everybody else feel good. But I wanted right then. But now see how much natural man knows sometimes. Let me go a little further with this. Come in the next day. Oh, Brother Frank. Come in the next day. And I heard a voice back there in the back of the church house. I knew that voice.
I'd heard that voice. I heard that voice. It was Mom's voice. There ain't nobody to me has ever shouted like that woman with that kind of voice. Had a powerful shout. And I thought she was just happy. And she was, but I thought she was just happy because I joined the church and I was going to be baptized. No, Mommy's happened. Something took place in her life. God had saved her. God had saved her. Here she come home. But let me tell you about Mom, and maybe it's helped somebody, Brother Terry. Mom had been saved a long time. Stayed out. Wouldn't be baptized. Stayed out. Stayed out for years. For years. And got so cold. She told me this.
Listen, this people.
Got so cold. It didn't matter what kind of meeting they had. Yeah, she'd cry some. But she never could get the spirit to join the church. For a long time. I asked her about this. We was coming from the store one day and I said, Mom, I was afraid that she joined the church. I want you to be right. I was afraid she joined the church because I did, Brother David. That scared me. But she said, no. So God saved me years ago. And I didn't do what He wanted. And I put it off and put it off. And He took that good feeling away from me. That's the way she put it. And I could not feel it no more. And so I finally said, I just promised Him, Lord, You let me feel that one more time.
And I'll go.
And I'll promise You I'll go.
Yeah.
I'll promise You I'll go. And by the obedience of her son that didn't know nothing, being obedient to God.
Good feeling come back again.
That good feeling come back. You think your actions and your obedience to Christ don't mean something.
Yes,
it most certainly does. You can flat out be a hindrance to other people if you're God's child and you don't do what you need to do.
Let your light shine.
That's true.
My father-in-law and my mother-in-law, I did this one time. I've never done nothing like this in my life before. They'd been saved a long time, though they told me that. And I felt they had, but man, they was up in their 70s and hadn't ever joined the church.
Something wrong.
The old man's mom was that way. Amen. She blamed it on church splitting up. She didn't want to go one way, hurt one, this and that. We can hinder.
Yeah.
We have hinder.
That's stumbling blocks up.
Yeah. We can hinder. One day I just... It was on my mind that I had to call her. And I asked her, I said, you told me that you felt that you were saved. Yes, I've been saved for a long time. Sometimes it's hard to talk to people that's close to you in nature.
Yeah.
And it seems like you don't hardly want to, do you, Brother David? You can't hardly work up the courage, seems like. But I said, well, if you're saved, you need to be baptized. And she said, I know that. She said, I've been waiting on Donald, her husband. Him waiting on her. They were quiet type people. And they waited and they waited. Finally she said, well, I'm going to be baptized. I said, when? She said, just as soon as you can get over here. I was in Floyd and she was in Letcher County. She said, I'm going to be baptized whether Donald gets baptized or not.
Amen.
And then when we went, he was ready too. We baptized them. And let me show you. Another one in her family, the old man's sister. Same way, you can hinder people from being disobedient.
By your actions.
Out the door, let them in.
Yep.
His sister, same way, had cancer and ready to die. Brother Terry, ready to die. And we went over and I talked to her. I said, you say you're saved. Well, why won't you be baptized? That's a commandment of God. For the saved, not to be saved, but for the saved.
Yeah. Right, right.
She said, I've waited too long. I'm too sick. I can't go to the creek.
You don't have to go to the creek.
I said, there's a bathtub in there. I left her without any excuse.
Amen.
That was the awfulest family I've ever seen in my life that wasn't going to be baptized. They'd been taught that way. From grandma all the way down.
That's hard.
You could do just all right. You could do all right. Just go to church. Go anywhere you want to. That's fine with me too. But you need to be baptized if you're saved.
Amen.
And buddy, a few minutes the Spirit come. I'm like Brother Junior. I know when that Spirit there. I know what my God feels like. I can't explain it to you, but I know what he feels like.
Know his voice.
I'd have a hard time proving it to you, but I know what he feels like.
Amen.
If you're a Christian, you know it too.
Amen.
And the Spirit come, and that woman started shouting, raising her on her head. And my wife and her daughter, there's only three of us there. She said, get the water in the tub. I'm going to be baptized. She said, call this and then call that. And all the time she's saying, call this and call that. And she was trying to get in the tub. And she told her daughter, my wife, as she got in the tub, she said, please, children, when God saves you, don't wait like I did.
Amen.
Don't wait like I did. Don't wait. Get in the battle.
Get your life.